Garmisch Saturday confirmed Navalny was dead, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother. Speaking in a video statement, Garmisch said the official notice indicated Navalny died at 2:17 p.m. local time Friday. And a Russian prison official said the 47-year-old Navalny fell unconscious and died following a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony in Karp, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he was serving a three-decade sentence. VOA's Russian service correspondent Misha Komodovsky told the Global Crisis Program Navalny remained a threat to Putin even from prison.
Even while in prison, Navalny basically remained a significant figure of opposition to Putin's regime, with his supporters continuing to rally around his cause around the world. And his imprisonment did not eliminate his influence entirely, as his movement and ideas persisted.
In comments Friday from the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden said, make no mistake, Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday his country's defense against Russian troops is being limited by a lack of missiles and artillery shells. Speaking in the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky made a fresh appeal for more weapons and ammunition.
Dear friends, unfortunately, keeping Ukraine in the artificial deficit of weapons, particularly in deficit of artillery and long-range capabilities, allows Putin to adapt to the current intensity of the war.
Zelensky's call at the gathering of 180 leaders and defense chiefs at the security conference comes during a critical juncture, with Ukraine's troops forced to withdraw from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being encircled by Russian troops. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday there is an extraordinary opportunity in the months ahead for Israel to be integrated into the Middle East, as Arab countries are more willing to normalize ties with the country. Speaking on a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Blinken said there are new facts that make peace between Israel and Palestinian easier.
Starting with the fact that virtually every Arab country now genuinely wants to integrate Israel into the region, to normalize relations if they haven't already done so, to provide security assurances and commitments so that Israel can feel more safe and more secure.
Blinken also highlighted the urgent imperative to proceed with a Palestinian state that would also ensure the security of Israel. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, speaking on the same panel, said to establish a two-state solution for Israel and Palestinians, there needs to be a guarantee that something like the October 7th attacks by Hamas can never happen again. Regional and world leaders met in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, Saturday for the African Union's annual conference at a time when West Africa has been hit by a series of coups. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Law enforcement were trying.
I apologize. That was the wrong piece of sound for that story. Meanwhile, police in the western U.S. state of Colorado were investigating murders on a college campus. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say the deaths of two people shot in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Friday morning are being investigated as homicides and do not appear to be murder-suicide. Chancellor Jennifer Sobonet calls it a tragedy and says the school, as well as the larger community, is in mourning.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus, our home.
The chancellor says counseling services are being made available, and then on Monday they plan a day of healing for students. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan's flagship H-3 rocket has reached orbit and released two small observation satellites in a key second test following a failed debut launch last year, buoying hopes for Japan in the global space race. The H-3 rocket blasted off from the Tanegashima Space Center on time Saturday morning, 2 days after its originally scheduled liftoff was delayed by bad weather. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, says the rocket successfully reached orbit at an altitude of about 420 miles and released two satellites. The H-3's main missions are to secure independent access to space as an international demand for satellite launches grows. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
One.